Okay, yesterday we were learning about the last thing we left off about the holiday on the 25th. If that has a din of Avodah Zarah, and there's a very interesting question, Halacha, if you're allowed to give gifts to people on the day of their holidays. In certain places, that's 3 days before, 3 days after, and there's a whole issue in Halacha because the Goyim used to worship Sunday. Sunday was like their holiday. So if you can't do business with them 3 days before, 3 days after, so you basically can't do business with them. So they say that today is different because they don't actually worship the Sunday anymore. But ideally, practically speaking, if somebody, let's say, has workers and they need to give them gifts for the holiday, so to speak, the best thing would be to give it after the 25th for New Year's. And give them, you know, a day or a few days later as a New Year's present or holiday present, and you mean the New Year's or whatever it is like that. That's just better because then you don't have a shaila of doing anything for Avodah Zarah. To the extent, it says in Halacha, that what happens if there's an idol and you had a thorn in your foot or you dropped money and you want to bend down to pick up the money, or you want to tie your shoe, you're not allowed to do it in front of the idol. Because people will think, even though you're not bowing to the idol, you're picking up your money, you're tying your shoe, whatever, but people can have the impression that you're actually bowing down to the idol, and that's why, that's the famous story with Chana and his seven sons, that finally, you know, each one of them refused to bow down to the idol, and then finally the king said to one of them, I'm going to drop my ring on the floor and you just bend down to pick it up. And the kid said no, because it was an idol on the body of the king. And he said no, and she lost all seven kids. In fact, it goes to the extent, it's very interesting, years ago, like if there was a church anywhere, I'm talking about in Europe, in the cities, in the shtetls, they would make sure not even to walk on the same side of the street as a church. They would cross the street, they would walk all the way around. They didn't want to associate in any way with an idol, or with idol worshiping. Or for instance, let's say there's a church that has an awning, you know, going out over the street. There were a lot of people that would not walk under that awning because it belongs to the church. They just don't want to associate in any way whatsoever with the idol worshiping, especially in the olden days of total anti-Semitism, and the idol worshippers were killing Jews. So people should be careful. In fact, many people won't even buy a house if the windows face a church. And that's not halacha. I'm just saying halacha does not have an issue with it. But many people would not buy a house that's right across the street from a church because they don't want the family members looking at a church. So they wouldn't buy it. They would actually not buy such a house. They would buy it somewhere else, a different house, whatever. They wouldn't do it. Okay, we also said that to do work inside the church. So yesterday we were saying that the best thing is for your non-Jewish workers to do it. But I saw there are opinions that say that if two Jews walk in together, and they're both wearing their, let's say they're electricians. So they're wearing the electrician uniform. You know, they're wearing the thing that says electrician or with the company. So then they permit it even for a Jew to walk in if two Jews are walking in together and they're wearing that everybody could see their workers. They're just not going to visit the church. So that, but again, most people prefer of sending in the non-Jewish workers to do the work rather than the Jew himself should do it. Another thing is, a Jew is not allowed to mention the name of an idol. It's a pasuk in Chumash, "V'shem Elokim Achedom Leisaskiru." It's a pasuk in Chumash that says you should not use the names of idols. And the Gemara asks on it, but the Torah itself says the names of idols. The Torah itself enumerates a lot of names of idols. And the Gemara answers that those idols that the Torah enumerates, those names you're allowed to say. But any name that the Torah doesn't say, you're not allowed to say it. Or you're not allowed to use a place of Aveda Zara, of idol worshipping, as a landmark. Let's say you want to meet somebody, you say, you know, meet me in front of the church on this and this street. Because again, you're utilizing, you're benefiting from the idol worshipping, so to speak, by giving it as a location, as a meeting point, or you shouldn't cause a goy to say the name of God either. In other words, you shouldn't, by them it's this, the guy JC, you know, not JC Penny, the original JC. So you shouldn't, it says in Kitzi, you shouldn't cause a guy to name their God. You know, you shouldn't cause him to say their God's name, JC, whatever it is. You should try to avoid it because, again, you're causing a guy to mention the name of Aveda Zara.
What about
office parties? It should not be on the 25th, that's for sure. If it's before the 25th and it's called a holiday party and your intention of the holiday is singular New Year's rather than the 25th, so then it's not so bad.
Even though everyone else has in mind the 25th?
As long as it, for instance, yeah. But the thing is, let's say it's a Jewish-owned company, yeah? You can't have a Christmas tree in the office. You know, you can have a party. Again, halachically, if somebody could postpone the party until after the 25th, then they're doing a New Year's party, which again is halachically much easier. But if somebody has to, as long as they don't say Xmas party or whatever, they could do it.
You have a no day off on Friday?
Huh? This Friday?
Yeah.
No, when's the legal holiday? The legal holiday, I think, is Monday.
Friday.
Friday's the legal holiday.
Yeah.
But that's Mugdam.
Whatever, I don't know. So what, there's like really an issue with that?
To close the office, you know, I was mentioning yesterday that there are a lot of shows for the 25th will have the holiday schedule minion. Instead of davening like early, they'll daven late like Sunday. Yeah? So I was arguing with a few shluchim. They told me years ago, they said, it's not that we celebrate Dalit. Any day a bank's closed, we celebrate. Because they didn't have to cover the banks then.
Yeah, but see, they tell them that.
They do? I didn't know that. So anyway, so then they say, we're not celebrating the 25th. We're celebrating the day that the banks closed. But the question in Halacha is, if they make it early, I thought they make it Monday, no?
If it was on Sunday, they close Monday. If it's Saturday,
they close Friday.
Friday.
Okay. So, bottom line is, you don't have to close your office. You can be open. You're not celebrating the holiday by being open.
Legally, we're not allowed to do construction here on Friday.
No? If you work on,
if there's construction here on Friday, they close us.
For that day?
No. They put a flag on the project.
Yeah? Okay. What's interesting, it became a legal holiday when L'chaed, it's a separate, not a separation of church and state. It's a religious holiday. And yet the government made it into a legal holiday, which is contrary to separation of church and state. Huh? We don't do construction on Yom Kippur either here. No, no. Some of the public schools that have Yiddish kids in the public schools will close for Yom Kippur if they have a large majority of Yiddish kids. But no, they don't close in Yom Kippur.
2 days
you waste on this baloney? Well, this baloney is a very important halacha. Okay, you're not allowed to speak in the praise of idol worshipping. You're not allowed to say, oh, look how beautiful this church is, or how beautiful this idol is, or all these things. Now, there's an interesting din. The Torah says, Leisachonim. At the end of Parshas, the Torah says, Leisachonim. Leitha Chanim, Rashi says, there's a few things. Number one, you're not allowed to give a guy a gift. Keep it in mind that I have to explain what that means. And Leithitin Lahem Chaniya Ba'aretz. It's biblically forbidden to give a guy land in Eretz Yisrael. It's biblically forbidden to, it says, Leitha Chanim, Matnas Chinam. You're not allowed to give a guy any land in Eretz Yisrael. It's biblically forbidden. In addition to that, the Gemara says it also means you can't give gifts. Now, what it means is like this. If you know them, that means you have a relationship with them, it's not forbidden, because it's not matan schinam, because it's to create a relationship that you're going to get back from him. So it's not just time you're giving a guy you don't know, here's a gift. That you can't do because the Torah says, lo yitzchanim. Torah didn't want assimilation. But if somebody, if there's something in it for the person, for the Jew, so then they would be allowed to give it to a guy, a present, because again, they're going to be getting something from it, or then it becomes like a sale, which is interesting. If I give you a gift and you're going to reciprocate, halachically, Shulchan Aruch says that has a din of a sale, not a gift. Because I'm giving it to you, but you're going to pay me back a gift. So then it's a sale, actually. It's not giving, it's not a gift. It's actually... Now, another interesting din, you're allowed to, and this is what Rambam says, the Gemara says, you're allowed to give tzedakah to poor goyim. You're allowed to visit their sick. You're allowed to bury their dead. And you're allowed to comfort the mourners of dead of goyish people. And the Gemara din is because of darkei shalom. Because we live amongst the goyim. You have to be civil. So therefore, halachically, you're allowed to support, give them tzedakah, you're allowed to visit them if they're sick. You need to create a proper relationship between the non-Jew and Jew, so then it would be allowed to. It does extend to Goyim, but only in darkei shalom. No. So in other words, technically, if you would give an anonymous gift to a tzedakah to a religious Garishah organization, you wouldn't be allowed to do it because it's not peace, because they don't know it's you. Or if there's a Jew, if there's a choice between giving a Jew tzedakah or a non-Jew tzedakah, obviously you have your tzedakah charity begins at home, you have an obligation to give them first. And in fact, there's a very interesting halacha, we discussed it before, but there's a very interesting halacha about, are you allowed to desecrate Shabbos to save a guy? To heal a guy? For a Jew, it's a mitzvah. So, if you look in Gemara, it says you're not allowed to. Because you can only desecrate Shabbos to save a, the Torah says for a Jew, you're allowed to desecrate Shabbos. But there we said, that I mentioned many times, is a Tshuva in Divrei Chaim from the Tzanzer, that there was in Europe, Vaid Arba Rotzis, there was a committee of Rabbanim from the four countries that were where Jews lived. And they got together and they made a takana, because then the Goyim were out to kill Jews. And any excuse they had to kill a Jew would be, you know, in their part of mitzvah. So they ruled that you're allowed to desecrate Shabbos even for a Goy. Now, does that apply to biblical desecration of Shabbos, or only rabbinic desecration of Shabbos? So most people say it's only for rabbinic desecration of Shabbos. Because that the Chacham could say, you know, they said no, and the rabbis are saying yes. But if it's biblical, there's a whole question in halacha if you're allowed to do that or not.
Isn't there also a Chacham Sofer who says that nowadays, if you're allowed to do Yisrei D'oraita as well, if for whatever reason a Jew abstained from saving
the boy's life.
It's Pikuach Nefesh, right. So in that type of situation.
Yeah, there is such a Chassam Sefer, but the question is, let's be realistically here in America, okay? If you wouldn't desecrate Shabbos for the guy, okay, is the guy going to go around killing Jews?
No, definitely not. But like in a particular scenario, like a physician, and then like all the colleagues find out.
Right. I'm just saying you can't say it as a general rule. For instance, in Europe, yeah. Because if you didn't heal, that was an excuse to go pogrom against the Jews. But in a situation where there is no fear that they'll retaliate with killing, it's not so simple that even this or that I see you should do. And only if it's rabbinic, then you could do it otherwise. Okay.